Kia ora. You're listening to KiwiRadio.nz. Oh my goodness, Christmas is just around the corner. Can you believe it? This is the final podcast for 2022. Before we take a very short break, enjoy the time off with family and friends, as you will be as well. The greatest thing about Christmas in New Zealand is it's summer down under when it's December. Man, I feel like I'm busting out a poem right there, all lyrical-like and everything. So I thought I'd start off with a summary track. Jordan with a Y is the artist. It's a Te Reo song called Raumati. Raumati obviously meaning summer in Te Reo. And straight after that, we do have another Te Reo artist coming up, Fero, which is Maori for red, the colour red, an R&B fusion singer-songwriter, very well known for his strong soulful vocals in the live scene, sung backing vocals for artists like Troy Kingi, is signed to The Village Records, and that's good fun. So she is a breaking artist and will be debuting a brand new single on today's podcast. Up after that, we have Will Saunders, who has been in the podcast before. He is a wonderful artist, graphic artist, that has done many, many animations for some really good New Zealand publications, but he's also a very talented musician. So he will be back on the podcast today with some brand new music. We also have JT and the Agnostics to close off the three artist set for you today. So jam-packed with music starting off today. Jordan with a Y, Raumati.
Rere ana ko ngā manua re hua whakatina na i te wai ata piki ngā hauara kia rongo i te ahuru tonga o tō manui e whakautu ana i te karangaranga i ne raumati raumati tui tui a ana e te i manu ngārangi rere hua he wai ata e tohu ana i te raumati 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 kua roa nei te wā ka hanga wahi ne ta a aku a huri te ao kia mahana rere ana ko ngā manua re hua whakatina na i te wai ata piki ngā hauara kia rongo i te ahurutanga o tō manui e whakautu ana i te karangaranga i ne raumati
Oh.
ora and welcome to KiwiRadio.nz. This is episode 69. Oh dear. Yes, we've done that many weeks in a row. It's time to have a relaxing break though to close off 2022. We will be back very soon in the early new year, so just stick around the website to find out when we will return. For now, we have a great show for you today, and our first guest is on the phone right now. Welcome to the show, Fero. Can you hear me now? Kia ora, kia ora. And 1 second there. I got so excited about the show that I almost forgot to... I have to Bluetooth the phone call. How about now?
Yep, can hear you.
Perfect. Yep, excellent. Sorry about that.
Okay.
It's an oversight. We've been working so hard at the podcast that I forgot the basic technology skills to run this whole show. But we're here.
It's the end of the year.
It is. I'm ready to put my feet up. But how you doing? You're ready to start running. Being a breaking artist and all, you've just released the debut single.
Yeah, I feel like my year's kind of just getting started. So summer's more of a prep time for me than a relaxing time, but trying to have some time off in between, it will be nice for sure.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on the debut single. It is actually called Easy, but I'm sure it wasn't easy to get it released, right? Because it's always hard to release music.
No, not easy at all.
Tell us about the journey.
For me, it was a very long labor of love, but definitely being like independent, I'm signed to an independent label, so that's actually run by really good friends of mine, which is really where I'm just a collective of artists who are all passionate about music. Cool. And arts and lots of other things. So we all really worked with it. So it's probably not your like typical label structure. But the song started off as just a writing session, actually with Kyla Greening. I think she's been on the show before.
She is friends of the podcast,
well.
Yes.
And so she was up in Auckland and invited me up for a bit of a writing session, and we just got together and wrote a couple of things in that evening session, and Easy was the first version of it, was sort of born then, and we both were kind of like, man, this song is really cool, and like we feel like there's some really good bones here. And that was 2 years ago, 2 and a bit years ago now, almost 3, and it went through lots of different versions from there. It went from a really roots reggae beginnings to quite a sort of like niche neo-soul alternative R&B, I think you'd probably call it, to what it is now. So, yeah, really long journey. And I guess when you're putting out stuff, you're always a little bit nervous as to how it's going to be received, and especially when you're doing a lot of the groundwork and the behind the scenes work yourself and promo yourself. And it's a way different journey, I suppose, but it's been really, really rewarding, and it's been received really well, and I'm really grateful for that. So I'm excited now to keep working on the EP that's to come.
That's awesome. And congratulations on having a kind of like family vibe with the label as well. Fittingly, the name is Village Records, so you've got a whole village behind you, really, for this release.
Pretty much. That's really the concept behind it, is that they're a village of my mates and my like really close friends. We actually, majority of us actually live together.
Nice.
So that's always really nice. We can work on stuff at any hour of the day if we want to. And,
yes.
My good friend Leon JD, so he's a producer and a DJ and makes beats, and he founded the label, and it's just been really awesome to be a part of that collective of creatives.
And the thing I like about creatively driven labels is there's a lot of heart behind it. So that's what I love about the ethos of this. Now tell me, Fero means red in Te Reo. Does that mean anything to you? Is the red your favourite colour, or is that a nickname that you've had? I see you've got bright red hair, so that probably is a good start with red lipstick and everything. So have you had that name kind of for a long time, or...?
It's actually a new alias. So I've done a lot of work under my actual name, and when Leon and I were having chats about sort of what my plan was with the song and what I wanted to do. For me, I really wanted to, I guess, mark a new musical chapter and lane for myself. And I really wanted to set aside my creativity, like my creative music creativity, in a way that was separate from my personal life, and it made it easier for me to be able to put out the music without feeling, I guess, that sort of like stress and anxiety that, oh my gosh, this is like attached to everything that I am. And so we were talking about what alias would I even use, and it was actually Leon's suggestion. The red hair is something that I've had for years now, and it's kind of like you can't lose me in the crowd anymore.
That's cool.
Red, my favorite. It's my favorite color. But it also, for me, represented how I felt about music and creativity and art and all the things. It's red is passion, and it's love and all that sort of things that brings those feelings. And that was sort of the best way to encapsulate how I felt about where I wanted to go with my journey and where I wanted to go with my music. So it was kind of like a perfect fit, really.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually looking at the meanings of red. It's got love, passion, intensity, energy, excitement, sexy, and attention getting. So I'm sure you're a bit of everything there. So
I love that. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And it also, red is the most emotional associations than any other color. So, there we go. I mean, music is all 100%. About feeling emotions.
And how I approach my music is definitely like that. A lot of my, you know, my close friends and family would say that, like, I definitely put a lot of my emotion, a lot of my passion, and a lot of my love into my music and my art and things like that. So it was a perfect fit.
And congratulations again on the debut release. It is very exciting to be a breaking artist. I'm sure you have a lot of energy to start 2023. I understand you're already sort of planning the next single.
Yes. Yeah. So the next single's coming out of demo phase now. So we're just wrapping up on that one in prep to do it kind of as a release. Leon and I are playing Breaking Sound in Auckland in February at Cassette 9. So we plan to release that song at that gig and play that one for the first time. And that one's called No Hard Feelings, which is kind of, it's going to be interesting because it's a different lane altogether. It's a bit more neo-soul, a bit more sort of Erykah Badu vibe.
I love Erykah,
So it's going to be a really cool little shift as well in my creativity to show, you know, different shades of what I do. And then plans for the EP will be later next year, sort of hoping for middle of the year, towards the end possibly, but all going to plan. Yeah, we'll get that all sorted. So, yeah, just pretty much my summer is going to be finishing writing the rest of the EP and getting them all mastered and ready to go, and all the image, all that sort of stuff. So getting all that sorted is my summer job, pretty much.
Excellent. Well, what a fun project to have in summer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I hope you have an enjoyable Christmas coming up, and thank you so much for stopping by and plugging the tune.
No worries.
We'll be happy to promote it on kiwiradio.nz. By the way, we are currently simulcast on UpFM www.mindfulnessmedia.co.nz. We've got quite a big audience in New Zealand listening in right now. Is 15 enough for you? There's 15 listening in at the moment. So
amazing.
And there's a few in Canada. there's also some Canadian listeners as well tuning in amazing. Right now. So we hope to get your music out there. And of course, for those New Zealand music fans that just want to be on the pulse, we do record all our episodes, which you can download for free via MP3 on the front page of kiwiradio.nz. Well, thank you so much. We're going to play the song now. Take It Easy.
Thank you so much.
Take It Easy.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been such a pleasure.
Awesome. And say hi to Kyla Greening, who's also friends of the podcast. And we hope to hear from you in 2023. We'll be following your socials and seeing what you do for the new year.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
All right. KiwiRadio.nz. Here's the breaking artist, Fero, with a track called Easy. Go check her out on Village Records. The Village Records.
It's not a secret no one's keeping. I think that everyone can see. I couldn't tell you how I know, but something is starting clearly. You can't deny it, really. You're falling and it shows. It's so easy, so easy. It's so easy. In the park, it's so easy. Falling into your arms, it's easy to smile, easy to vibe, and easy to know how to have a good time. Why is it so easy? Easy with her. It's a secret that I'm keeping. I've fallen in too deep. And my heart is breaking, 'cause it's not you and me. Never had it straight, never had it right. Conversations ending up in fights. Why couldn't it be easy? So easy. It's so easy. Holding hands in the park, it's so easy. Easy to know how to have a good time. Why is it so easy? Easy with her. I just can't understand. Why we didn't go to play. I gave my last play, but it wasn't meant to be. So maybe love is easy, just not with me. Oh, easy.
Tuned into kiwiradio.nz. That is the exciting breaking new artist from Aotearoa, Fero, with a track called Easy. Check her out on The Village Records and a brand new single coming up in the early new year. So we are sport for choice. Next up, we have a man that makes creativity look easy. Basically, he's a very talented graphic artist, but also a wonderful musician, a friend of the podcast who's been on the show before. Welcome back, Will Saunders.
Kia ora, Ralphie. How can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly. Now, this is your second run on the podcast. You've got new music.
Yeah, thanks for having us back. Cheers, man.
How you been?
Yeah, well, you know, it's been good. It's nice to get to the end of the year and nice to have a bit of sunshine happening and good to hear some lovely music coming. Fido was lovely music, and I really like what she said about separating your life from your art, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Take a few tips from their book, you know. But no, it's, you know, it's getting good. I wrote a song for the first time in like 2.5 years last night for the
How
first
does that
time.
Feel?
It's like everything in.
I've had a, I've
it's
personally...
really strange.
I've had a dry spell with my creativity, so I'm I'm hoping for that moment. It's been almost a year
for
me.
Stick with it, Ralphie. Stick with it, man. You know, stick with it. Cause as I say, it pops up and then you go, okay, there is still something there. But it's just that thing of putting your fingers to the strings and plugging things in and doing it, you know, and there's so many reasons why not to in your mind. And then if you actually plug it in and do it, then you go. But I've been too scared to listen to it today, but I'll come back to it after this. So.
Excellent. When you do have a new song idea like that, how do you get it from demo to recording? What do you do personally?
Oh, a lot of gnashing, wailing of teeth, questioning my existence. Thinking, why the hell am I doing this? You know. But essentially, no. It was just like last night. It was just like thing of okay, and then there's a nagging thought in my head. Come on, man. You know, do something. Do something. All you're doing is like sitting and thinking all the time, and it's ruminatory. And I need to get these things done. And I mean, it's good. With Trepidations, we're playing live gigs. We had a nice gig on Thursday, raising funds for the wine and that. But just last night, it was like. There's something in my mind, and I go, just a G, C, D, hitting a barn door with a barn door. A little melody, you know? And I'm like, hey, plug it. I've got nothing to lose. No one even needs to hear this, you know? It's just a thing of doing it, the exercise of doing it. Like, people do crosswords, you know? They do it on the train, or they do it, you know, they used to be, you know, doing a cafe or whatever, you know? You're not going around saying to everyone, hey, look at the crossword I did, you know? But it's just that thing of the activity of doing it, so... Yeah, and then I did it, and yeah, I think I'm usually pleasantly surprised, but it's always the anticipation that kills.
There's an element of play with creativity that you just kind of need to close your eyes and let go, and you can zig and zag, but the creativity and the play, you know, you got to play, right?
Exactly, and a lot of my stuff has always been from the cartoons, the comics back in the day, and the music now. The stream of consciousness, you know, it's like putting it out there and kind of doing it and then kind of going, well, those lyrics actually kind of came out over a 2 minute span of standing in front of a microphone and just doing it, and they would, you know, they were going to be scratch lyrics, but before I came up with the lyrics, it just was meant to be a melody line, but now they aren't the lyrics, you know. And I don't know, you know, it's the thing of putting something out and then moving on and doing it again, you know, if you can have that. So it's nice to have after the strange time the world has been through in the last 2.5 years, whatever it is, to actually feel like, hey, you know, come on now. And also be inspired by the new music and things I'm hearing and the people out there who are going on and doing great things. So, you know, that is nice to actually be, you know, hear things back. It was quite an isolated period for a lot of people, as we all know.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like that was missing, you know, that connection, that one true human thing that we love is the connection that we're starting to get that back, which is amazing. Scratching on that, illustrations, Will Saunders is a wonderful graphic artist, which you can find out on willsaundersart.com. He's also been a man in the scene for a very long time, playing for all sorts of bands, really everything from the London three-piece Siren to psychedelic rock with the Quick and the Dead, and Auckland live dynamo band Bear Hat, and now Will Saunders with his solo stuff too. Now, I know you as the blues guy, but what can we expect to hear from this next song, which I'll just premiere right now, called Inside Walking?
Okay, well, this is my solo stuff, and as I say, usually when I play solo, I play acoustic guitar, and I just sing. But with my production on these things, my solo album, I think this is from my fourth solo album that came out a couple of years ago, and it's called Inside Walking, and this is more like the production angle of things. And so when my last band, Lowest Fidelity, did their things with the members of The Situations, which is an awesome time to get those things out, we supported Fruity Toot Cole. It was an excellent time of making it one album and doing our thing. Then we've got Trepidations now, which is my new band, but this is the production that I used on the Lowest Fidelity recording and the Trepidations recordings that we're doing now. So this is Inside Walking, and it's the first single off my last solo album called also Inside Walking.
I love it. So a self-titled single there. And straight after this track, we will be listening to some trepidations as well. So stick around for that. Will Saunders, and this is the Trepidations now. This is the band, the trio, the wonderful goodness that is Trepidations. You've got the track called Time Flies. Tell us about it.
Yeah, that's right. This is a single that we put out a couple of months ago. There's a little video we shot in the Domain, Auckland, with a lovely rotunda. It's on YouTube there. Ooh. And yeah, it was really nice to be able to put on a gig on Thursday night, as I say. We had the gig lined up, and then we heard the wine cellar was like, oh, hey, having some little stress and strangles. So, hey,
yeah.
The Christmas time spirit, we thought I would put on a fundraiser, and we're really happy. Thanks so much to everyone who came along and the bands who gave their time for free. It was really cool. So, you know, nice to actually send off the year with some good vibes and good messages. So, as we all know, time flies.
Yeah, well, wine cellar's been a staple in the New Zealand music scene. So what, that's it for them?
Well, no, they're in a position where they said, oh, you know, they're going to get by okay, but it's just that thing of gentrification and landlord, being landlording, and, you know, the whole thing of people, you know, the more money people have, the more expenses they seem to have, you know, the more something else, tax rates, all these things go. And so they put it on, it all trickles down, the trickle-down economy comes trickling down to the fact that people are having a hard time to actually get the money to go out and that. So all I can say is that, man, if you have a venue you like, go along, have a beer. You don't need to see a band. Just go along, have a beer, frequent the place. Put a bit of money behind this thing, have a wine, cocktail, mocktail, whatever. Buy a can of goddamn $4 Coke.
Yeah, absolutely. Think of it as an extended living room, because wine cellar does have comfortable seats and it almost feels like a living room, right?
It is. And as I say, I mean, it started up a year before I got back from England, and it's being the mainstay. I played there with basically, you know, three, four bands solo many times, supporting different people, and it's always been an excellent thing. So, as I say, it's like we look back on memories of places like the Golden Dawn and that, you know, and it's this lovely memory that we have, because it's not there We'd really like to have wine cellar as a memory that continues to carry on being made. I'm not getting paid for this, by the way, as well. You know, we don't have all the money.
No, I mean, it's important.
I still spend money there. But wine cellar, those are the mainstays of Carrot, as you know, as a local roughie. It's that sort of thing. Let's keep going as long as we goddamn can, eh? You know?
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got to support the local venues. You know, the Docks Pollux is no longer, King's Arms as well. But yeah, seriously, like. Yeah. I've always felt like the wine cellar was like an extended living room. So all they're missing now is Starbucks baristas, and then that'll be, you know, the third. What do they say? Starbucks is your third home or something?
Yeah, they just, Jesus Christ, man, that's why I stay at my first home.
Speaking of that,
I just see a Starbucks logo.
So I'm sure you've got your home, and then you've got your music studio as your second home. For you, what is your third home? Where do you feel most alive when you're either making music or maybe when you're, you know, just trying to get those vibes again to write? Are you out surfing? Are you out on a motorbike or a dirt bike? What's your third home?
Probably in bed with my colours pulled over my head and maybe a pillow on the top of my head.
With a paintbrush, right? under the blankets.
Well, you know, but imagining something. No, Ralphie, I wish I could say I was the outdoor type that you ever described.
No,
there, but,
I only asked this because there's this wonderful photo of you on musicnation.co.nz with the wicked-ass leather jacket. And I'm thinking, you know, this guy must ride motorcycles.
Oh dear. Okay. No. I mean, I always wore a leather jacket because I'm not allowed to drive because my eyes are not good enough. They wouldn't let me drive.
Oh, really?
And so, so I have to walk everywhere. And especially in England, it came in handy as a leather jacket too. You could zip it up, and if it rains, your legs might get wet. But if it's a leather jacket, you actually zip it up, and your shoulders are still dry, and your chest is still dry. And so when I came back to New Zealand, it was like in 2004, and, you know, you had the D4 and the tux and everything like that. And I just came off the thing of the whole Libertines sort of toilet circuit London scene that was happening in Camden and that. And so, no, a leather jacket was always a means of things. I think probably now, I don't know if I've got the I don't think I've got the shoulders for a leather jacket anymore.
No, I mean, leather jacket was a staple for me in my wardrobe in my time in London. But you know, it also made sense because it was like 2 degrees, or negative at times. But you said you've recently been back. Is that right?
No. I've been back for almost 20 years. I've been back almost as long as the wine cellar's been. You know,
okay, right.
You know, but having said that, though, you know, if a motorbike is parked, I can run at least twice as fast as that motorbike.
Hey, there we go. You know? I think Will Saunders will be.
You know,
Will Saunders will be in the next Ironman this next year. So keep an eye on that. He'll be right at the front, and he'll finish somewhere in the middle, I'm guessing. But
well, if the motorbikes are parked, I come first every single time, Ralphie. It's written in my contract. We run a pretty tight ship here at Trepidations Incorporated.
Trepidations. I love it. But also, you know, time is one of the most valuable assets in life. What are some of your sort of favorite memories of your creative life?
I think definitely sort of the playing live, that sort of thing, the moment that you can play live. I think I said to you on the previous wonderful interview you were lucky enough to grant me previously this year. In the terms of, it's like the canary out of the cage. There's always a canary in the cage inside. And that moment that you're on stage and you're tuned up and you look around at your bandmates or you look around the audience and the sound person, you go, okay, 1, 2, 3. And the first note that you play, the cage opens and the canary gets to fly around for 25, 30 minutes, however long you play. And then on the last note, it's a thank you, good night. You know, I sort of like, there's a reaction. It's like a knee-jerk blow a kiss to the audience, you know, that I end up doing to signal that is the end. And then the canary goes zip back into that cage and it has to stay there. And you have to be away because, I mean, on stage, I mean, I've always tried, as I said before, to sort of try and be that cool, calm, collected Jack Johnson, Jeff Buckley, blah, blah, whatever, you know. I can't do that, you know. As soon as that note is there, there's the energy is flowing through and goes from the tip of my bloody head to the tip of my toes, you know, and to my fingers, and it's a weird thing, and I'm, you know, I don't question it too much, but I'm thankful that it's there, and I'm thankful that it's around, and so that sort of thing there is where it's, I don't know, you know, Those are the best times. And also when a cartoon has come out and then, or I've done an illustration or a poster or something, it's always horrible when I first look at it and I think, oh, God, I used to be talented, what happened? But then maybe 6 months later, maybe a year later, I might just be updating my website or just going through the Bandcamp things and then, oh, hey, that's right. Oh, shit, that came out a couple of years ago. That actually sounds pretty good now, you know. So I think definitely it's hard to be objective. So any creative people out there, it's very hard to be objective when you're so close to something. But honestly, do it and then just put it out there. And then a few months later, you're quite often very surprised. And then many years later, you're very thankful you actually did those things and put them out there in your body of work. So yeah, that's my long-winded answer to that question, Ralph.
No, I like long-winded answers. You know that, Will. I mean, I love this story. I love the storytelling part of music. You would actually do fantastic in America because American audiences, they want you to play 20% of the time with music and talk 80%, you know? So, I mean, I love a good story, you know, personally.
Being a 2 hours at Madison Square.
Yeah, being a Filipino with the American sort of schooling that we had over there. I think I've picked up on some of the likes and dislikes of the American audience, and so that's my
You're running a great tight ship on the podcast, man, and you know the whole fact of you doing this towards the end of the year, Ralph, for you, it's a great work you're doing, so thank you so much, man. You know, it's really nice, and the fact that people can download these things afterwards, it's really, really cool. So I just wanted to thank you as a local and a good citizen of the New Zealand music community.
Absolutely, and that's how I feel. Is I'm a small part of a bigger puzzle, and you know I need to unearth the wonderful music that we have in New Zealand, and so that's the idea behind KiwiRadio.nz. Very much like what Farah was saying, she's got a community-driven label. This is a community-driven radio station. You know,
wonderful, man, wonderful. Hey, well, with that's a great heart that you move forward, Ralphie. Long may it continue, my friend.
Well, you are a friend of the podcast anytime, dear sir. With anything you want to do creatively, you just hit us up. And as I mentioned, you are a very, very, very good friend of the podcast. Well, we wish you a very merry Christmas. Very merry Christmas.
You too. Have a great Christmas.
What's one thing you want from Santa? And it can be a kind of it doesn't have to be a material thing. It could be like, you know, a wonderful thing.
The thing I want from Santa is probably a toothache to go away and without having to visit the dentist and spend thousands of dollars. I don't think that's too much to ask.
I think he'll just be forwarding your, he'll be forwarding your request to the tooth fairy. To be honest, because that's just how he is.
You're right.
He forwards all his
emails. I went to the wrong one,
God damn it. And it won't be you, Ralph, it won't be him forwarding, it'll be one of the elves too, because Santa's quite hard to reach. Do you think you've been a good boy this year? You've been a good boy?
Ralph, I try my hardest, and you know, but it's really how other people view me.
You know,
I think I've been good, but it's such a nebulous concept these days.
It's hard for me to believe that you've been a good boy while I'm just kind of like looking at a picture of you with that leather jacket. I just can't see it, you know.
No, the cowboys don't always wear, the good ones don't always wear white, you know.
Yeah, awesome. Well, say hi to the boys from Trepidations. This is the track now, and Will Saunders, thank you so much for joining us again in the podcast. Be sure to check
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and be sure to check out Trepidations on Bandcamp, trepidations.bandcamp.com, and there is a wealth of and history of recordings there, as you mentioned. So say hi to the boys, and we hope to hear some more music from you.
Will do.
Yep, great.
Thanks, Ralphie. Peace and love to you and your fam.
Stay cool, stay creative.
Bye-bye.
Will Saunders, a very, very talented illustrator and musician. Just an overall cool dude with that leather jacket. Cool dude personified. KiwiRadio.nz. Only 20 minutes to go. We've got one more artist on the way. We'll be right back.
said, my, 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 how the time just flies. And I said, my, 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 how the time just flies. And I said, my, 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 how the time just flies.
Oh, how the time flies. It's been a good year for KiwiRadio.nz 2022. And we are growing. We've got a growing community of backers that we are listener supported. So being a backer just means you chuck us $2 a month and you open things like what's playlists playing right now. So if you're kind of, you know, wanting to know the song IDs and all that sort of stuff. And we're growing in staff as well with live shows. We've got a new live show Mondays at 11 a.m. We've got a brand new live show straight after this one in about half an hour time, 8:30 p.m. with Billy. And great, it's if you want the full schedule, you really do need to be a member, and that's because we want your gold coin donation every month, and that really does keep the I was checking our bills this month just to keep this radio station running. I'm really grateful for those gold coin donations every year, because you know, if we all pitch in, it just makes it a little bit easier. Anyways, coming up, we also have JT and the Agnostics, and with a two song set. So I'll just give this third and final guest for a call right now. And I feel like it's been such a wicked year, but I definitely need to just put my feet up now, it being the end of the year. So I'm kind of a little bit slower than normal. But anyways, we are here with JT and the Agnostics. Welcome to the show.
No, JT plus Agnostics.
Plus, yes. Okay, that's very, very important.
And the reason is that Maciej Karibowicz, the guitar player, whose origin is Polish, and they don't have articles in Poland. They don't say, in reference to your last guest, I'm going to the dentist. They say, I'm going to dentist. So JT plus agnostics.
Okay, cool. JT plus agnostics.
Agnostics.
Welcome to this show. Now, yeah. I'm speaking to JT, the ringleader.
Yes, songwriter, general. Person who's responsible for most things that happen in front. And I front the band.
That's a heavy responsibility. How are you handling it all, okay?
Well, you know, we're not thinking about possibly playing at Madison Square Garden, so it's just a thing to... it is. But, I'm 75, so at that stage in your life, you're really just doing it to give yourself a buzz in the short term, really. You know, that's what it's all about. There's no journey because, if there is, it'll be a very short one. And all the guys in the band are gold card holders.
Nice. And, congratulations.
It's just that, we're boomers, right? Yeah, you know, we take a bit of shit sometimes. But as a jazz guitar player friend of mine says, I don't really worry about being paid to play anymore because every 2 weeks the government pays me to play.
Being a boomer, I almost feel like I should be calling you a sonic boomer, you know, like sonic boom.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I like that.
Sonic boomer. Yeah. That could be the next album title. There we go.
Yeah, sonic boomer. Not bad.
You are a sonic boomer. You're a ringleader of the audio world here. That is JT plus Agnostics.
Agnostics.
Now, tell us about the first track I'm about to play. It is called One and One.
About the content of the song?
Yeah, sure.
What it's about, what the song's about? Well, it's about that, the eternal triangle, you know. There's you and her, and hello, there's him, or it's you and him, and hello, it's her as well, you know. So one on one plus one ain't never two is the punchline.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
There we go. There's the mathematical equation of 2022. One and plus is never always just two.
I saw you talking to him again last night. That other man's arms were holding you tight. Oh, babe, this much is true. One and one plus one ain't never two. I never asked you what you did or where you went. And if you told me, I just didn't understand what you meant. Oh, babe, this much is true. One and one plus one ain't never two. Take out that look from your eyes, 'cause you know that's no way to see. Even you must know that it's a lie to think that one and one can be three. I saw you the other day, you asked me, are you doing okay?
Are you doing okay?
How come it sounded just like something you had to say? Hey, this much is true. One and one plus one ain't never two. Take out that look from your eyes, 'cause you know that's nowhere to see. Even you must know that it's a lie to think that one and one could be three. I saw you the other day, you said to me, are you doing okay?
Are you doing okay?
How come it sounded just like something you had to say? Babe, this much is true. One and one plus one ain't never two. One and one plus one ain't never two. One and one can only be two.
I really love that track. I think it's the trumpet or whatever it is there in the background that just does it for me. Anyway, Agnostics, you can check them out at agnostics.nz, and they've got a brand new Wicked As music video and single, which we're about to play you right now. Welcome back, JT plus Agnostics. I really love your new website, agnostics.nz, by the way.
Oh, thanks, mate. Yeah.
It's really cool.
About 3 years ago, I met the guitar player that's in the band from Poland. I hope you get his name right, because he'll take the piss out of me when I get it wrong. Maciek Hrybowicz. Sorry, Hrybowicz. We kind of met up just doing some jammy band things at the Hamilton Blues Society. And when the first lockdown happened, I was sitting in my garden thinking, what am I going to do, what am I going to do, what am I going to do? And so I rang him and said, are you interested in sort of writing some songs over the airwaves, as it were, because I knew he had better stuff than I had. So I started off sending him the rough stuff on GarageBand, and we kind of did it that way.
Lovely. And I love your choice of instrumentations. Are you doing it all in-house?
Yep, everything, man. We self-produce and do our own videos. Yeah, only with Maciek's help. He worked in London. He left Poland in his 20s and went to work in England, and went to university to study multimedia when it was just starting, and ended up kind of, you know, lecturing in it. So he's pretty pretty hip to making videos on the cheap with an iPad, right? Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, So we've got there's three singles out at the moment on Spotify and YouTube, and we're hoping to get by mid-year 8 or 9, but each of them will have an accompanying video. We're just going to do it that way because it's actually not too difficult and it's a lot of fun. Yeah,
and certainly showing in the music. I really love your music, first of all, and the fact that you've showed up on this podcast. I really enjoy your music. What more can I say? I just really enjoy it. This is the kind of music that I personally want to make, you know. And so I'm just congratulations on the wonderful sounds. So this next track and final one for the showcase. Man, we're doing really good with time. We usually have like a 1 hour slot, especially tonight because we've got a brand new live show happening at 8:30 p.m. as well with Billy. So we really got to finish at 8 p.m. But tell us about So Wait, which will be closing off the podcast.
People at gigs ask me, are any of your songs autobiographical? And, I mean, all songs are autobiographical, if you're right. I mean, I write from personal experience. It could be observed experience, but this one is actually just a four-verse story of how I ended up being in love with my wife for 43 years.
Aww, and, that's so cute.
You asked me you emailed me and said, what are your favourite New Zealand band? And the track I sent you back was Hammond Gamble, Should I Be Good and Should I Be Evil? And when I was a younger fella, I used to go along and hear Street Talk and Hammond at the Blue Pot in Ponsonby. And so that's the origin of the song. It was my birthday and a friend of mine took me around to Carol's place and I propositioned her in a probably slightly intoxicated way and she told me to come back later. So I did.
Oh, that's so cute. Now, what are your tips for, now I've been married for, I've been with my partner for probably 12 years, married for, and my brother just got married last weekend. For us youngins, you know, give us some of the tips of having a good, successful marriage like you have.
I just think I'm lucky, yeah. And, you know, don't, number one, a bit lucky, and two, don't hang on to stuff. You know. In the end, everything, you've got to let it go, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
You've all got to let it go at some point.
I heard one of the best marriage tips, and that's just patience, is to have patience and also, you know, always men in the middle kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. Hey, can I just thank you very much for having me on the show, and if you want to do another one next year with JT,
yes, please.
I'd be more than happy to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, look, your genre, I just love this kind of music, you know, like real instruments, real musicians, and just a good story, and that's what you have. So,
that's right.
Yes, so it's Kiwiana Americana. That's how I hear it.
That's the one?
Kiwiana Americana.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's what it is. Yeah.
So congratulations.
Thank you, mate.
Check out the website, please. It's a wonderful website, agnostics.nz, and it's just beautifully laid out. There's videos and links and all sorts of goodness. Thank you again, JT. We wish you a very Merry Christmas, and it's that time of the year. I did ask, you know, my previous guest, what's your one wish for Christmas this year?
Record another 5 or 6 tunes with Magic. You know, and put an album out. There you go. That's my wish for New Year.
Music. It'll happen.
Yeah.
I'll give Santa a call right now. And look, Jason, you've been a very good boy, especially in the music realm, and wishing you a very Merry Christmas. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, mate.
I just sat down, you first walked in. I got up to get a second or third gin. You just called in on your way out with a friend. I didn't say much, I didn't want to offend. I had one more night on my own to misspend. So wait. It was
said, look here,
I'd been all night up at the pub drinking beer.
KiwiRadio.nz.
And I wasn't ready when you first said okay. But another time we knew we'd both have our way. Cause we knew it'd be one more day. So wait. I know my habits sometimes seem ingrained. Those early years now seem somehow strange. Like who's at home, who's out on show, who wants to be here, who wants to go, who wants to do the twist and dance the mambo. So wait. Love the heat. We got two mortgages, a car on the street. You're painting pictures, I'm playing P bass guitar. We both don't dream sometimes of being a star. But who knows yet? We've come so far.
So wait.
You're tuned in to KiwiRadio.nz. That is the show. Before we go, I just want to quickly shout out and have Billy on the line right now. We're still on air at KiwiRadio.nz. I've just finished the Kiwi Music Show. We've got a brand new stream happening in half an hour's time. Billy, tell us all about it. You've got the floor for 2 minutes.
Oh, well, fantastic. What a nice surprise. Kilda Ralphie, hi, everybody. That may be listening today. It's Billy Tekeheke here, Billy Teke, and on my podcast tonight, which will be similar.
Before you start, by the way, I have Will listening in saying he's a big fan of your dad's music. I'm a big fan of both your dad and your music. You're amazing blues player. But yeah, tell us about what you want to tell New Zealand in your upcoming show in about 30 minutes.
Yeah, sure. First response is, yeah, it seems like a different world now. The world of just being a guitar player. But anyhow, thanks for that. It's 8:30 broadcasting out of Facebook Live or Fakebook Live. I'll be simulcasting on Kiwi Radio. And tonight we're going to be looking at the continued attacks on brave New Zealand doctors speaking out with the truth about COVID. We're going to look at a story and a hit piece that's been done on Dr. Matt Shelton today from New Zealand Doctors Speaking Out with Science. We're also going to look at an article where it seems that Xi Jinping of China has realised that he may be dealing with a sleeping dragon in the form of Chinese people that have had enough of their communistic COVID-19 management. So he's relaxing the rules in China. Also, the government's been found to have acted unreasonable over MIQ, yet mainstream media remains silent about that, and also the fact that that the government has been found to have acted unreasonably in terms of human rights. So the question we have to ask is, what about lockdowns? And so I'm going to be looking at that, more COVID propaganda. I'm going to look at the CALM report from medsafe.govt, which is the government adverse events reporting site, and also some daily news as well. So you'll get to hear that on Kiwi Radio from 8:30 tonight.
8:30, and tell us a quick plug of your documentary website.
Yeah, thank you. Good reminder, Ralphie. Okay, so riveroflies.co.nz, riveroflies.co.nz, and boy, I tell you what, yes, they found myself and Vinnie's guilty of our charges on Friday. Yes, it's scary doing something like this, but the truth is coming. We've got a two-part documentary that's going to be, God willing, ready to be marched out across New Zealand and the world by the end of February. And we've got the most amazing group of scientists, doctors, expert witnesses, people that have been harmed by the government's COVID-19 strategy. But we also get to look at some of the darker, more sinister aspects of what this could be all about. And so it's going to be an amazing presentation. It's going to be watertight, resistant to fact checkers with Blue here. And we're just going to go for it. And New Zealand, I think, is going to be horrified, yet alarmed, yet furious, and hopefully awake and wakened up, awoke after this, not as in woke culture, but awake to the horrible things that we've been subjected to for the last 2.8 years, but also the decades leading up to now, which is going to make for an incredible and interesting documentary, Ralphie.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, wishing you the best for that. That's my sound clip for what's happening right now. Yeah, that's all I can say. You need to tune into that transmission. Welcoming you to the family there, Billy, and you've got a very important message in half an hour's time. Well, thank you. We'll leave it to that. Thank you very much, KiwiRadio.nz listeners, and we hope you stay cool. What's your one wish for Santa? What's your one wish for Santa there?
My one wish for Santa? Well,
He's so busy. no, the call dropped. But anyways, thank you very much, KiwiRadio.nz. Thank you very much, upfm.co.nz. And we wish you to stick around and enjoy that little wonderful presentation. All right, have a good one, and we'll see you in the new year, everybody.